Obviously, in these situations, the emergency services lead. The latest update is the unexploded bombs being managed by the Army disposal team, and the police have now narrowed their evacuation, so they originally had a bigger cordon to 100 metres from the immediate bomb site. We estimate that's about 300 to 400 properties affected. There is also a 200-metre cordon in place for traffic and pedestrians, and we do expect, as some of you may have noticed, that that will cause disruption to travel, particularly during this evening's rush hour. There is more information on the council's website, and we are updating that regularly, but we've also circulated stuff to community groups and tents and residence associations in the area. We've also produced a map showing what we believe to be the main area within that 100 metre zone. The council set up a rest centre for residents at the Seven Islands Leisure Centre, and there were about 50 residents arrived there. We are asking evacuated residents to continue to go there, so it's likely that that exclusion zone of 100 metres will remain in place for quite some time. We've provided at that rest centre meals, hot drinks, emergency supplies, and there are social workers on site for vulnerable residents. Once that venue becomes full, if that venue becomes full, we also have Canada Water Library available. We're ensuring that vulnerable people are looked after at the rest centre and are looking to arrange temporary accommodation for those where we can provide it, particularly for the most vulnerable. So those arrangements are in place. We're also arranging transport to Canada Water, but obviously that will be affected by the issues with roads. The council has also set up a hotline for affected residents, and the number for that, if anyone needs it, is 020-7525-0593. We're unable, unfortunately, at this stage to assess what the timescale for all of this will be until the bomb disposal unit have completed their work. But we'll update people as soon as we have any new information on that. I'm going back to the rest centre after I've finished here, but if there are any immediate questions, I'm happy to take those. I may not be able to say any more than I already have.
Any questions? Councillor O'Samaroy.
Thanks, Stephen. And I think if you could pass everyone's thanks to all the officers who I know have been working really hard today to try and deal with this. As you know, I've raised some concerns today, and Simon Hughes and Councillor Johnson are at the rest centre at the moment. And clearly the key thing is information. And I know the council is having to work with emergency services, but the more information that can get out to residents, and for example, just as a councillor, I had to ask for an update this morning to the chief exec before anything was sent out to all councillors. So there was clearly some delays in getting communication out. If that can now be kept regular, and I appreciate what you're saying about timescales, but people need to get an idea of whether they're talking about days or weeks. I mean, there's all sorts of rumours going around. And just the final point to make, obviously for residents in Bermondsey around Abbey Street, it affects Riverside Ward and Grange Ward. Seven Islands and Canada Water is actually quite a long way. I know that initially you were concerned about the exclusion zone, but now that the police have said it's safer to be a bit closer, St James's Church were ready and willing. I was there at midday today. They will take people. So if there's any way we can be a bit flexible on places for people to go, that'd be really helpful, bearing in mind I know you are doing your best as well.
Just a quick response to some of those. In terms of information, we'll get out updates as soon as we have them. Obviously, in these situations, it's the emergency services that lead, so we're not really in a position to do anything until they tell us. So we don't have any more information than I've shared. In terms of Seven Islands, yes, that has been raised. We have all the facilities there at present, so meals are being delivered there and so on. And yes, you're right, it is initially because we weren't sure how big that exclusion zone would be, but we'll review that situation in the morning.
Are there any other questions? No. Thank you very much, Stephen, for coming along.